Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Sri Lankan batsman Angelo Matthews and Dhillawan Perera both missed centuries before their side declared on day two of the third and final test against Pakistan, but then closed on 19 without loss in Sharjah. Matthews made 91 and Perera on debut made 95. Sri Lanka continued to grind out their runs, only for both to fall just short of their milestones. From 302 for 6 at lunch, after losing just the wicket to Prasanna Jayawardene for 35 in the morning session, they added just 57 runs in the middle session. Pakistan eventually fought back, with Junaid Khan taking 3 for 81, although spinner side Ajmal Abdulrahman got the 55 and 50 overs respectively, the same number of wickets combined. Shortly after, Perera fell to Mohammad Talo, who ended with 3 for 99, Sri Lanka declared, and Pakistan was solid in reply. James Faulkner took a brilliant unbeaten 69 out of 47 balls, as Australia claimed the thrilling one-wicket win over England in the second one international in Brisbane. England must be wondering what they have to do to win an international game in Australia, after coming up short despite putting 300 runs on the board. Owen Morgan took 106, Ian Bell 68, while they reduced Australia to 120 for 5. They then removed set batsman Glenn Maxwell for 55 and Brad Haddin for 26 during the batting power play to seemingly take charge. However, Faulkner proved once again that when he is at the crease, no game is ever out of reach. Striking 5 sixes and then 3 fours and as many balls in the final over, for Australia 2-0 up in the 5-match series. Young batsmen Unmuk Chand and Sanju Samson have been included in India's 30-man list of probables for the ICC World 2020 later this year in Bangladesh. Chand captained India to victory in the 2012 Under-19 World Cup, while Samson was impressed while playing in the Indian Premier League. All-rounder Stuart Binney and fastball Ishwar Pandey, who were called up for the current tour of New Zealand, are also among the uncapped players in the squad. It will be halved to 15 players ahead of the tournament, which begins on the 16th of March. Other uncapped players included are Kedar Yadav, Rajat Bhatia, Mandeep Singh, Shahbaz Nadeem and Karan Sharma. Experienced players Virendra Sehwag and Gautam Gambhir have been left out, though Yuvraj Singh is back in, despite losing his place in the ODI squad. Irfan and Yusuf Pathan are also notable absentees. In the ICC World Cup qualifier in New Zealand, Hong Kong beat Canada and Namibia beat Kenya to maintain their perfect starts. Irfan Ahmed scored an unbeaten century to guide Hong Kong to a 9-wicket thrashing of Canada, while Namibia had JJ Smith to thank with bat and ball, getting him home by 2 wickets over Kenya. Smith took 3 for 31, netting an unbeaten 33 in just 25 balls. Ireland have named their squad for the upcoming tour of the West Indies, where they will play in the region's domestic one-day competition and take on the hosts in 3 matches. They will compete in the Nagico Super 50, before playing 2-1 internationals and a 2020 national against the West Indies. Fast bowler Craig Young is included in the squad, which also sees a recall for batsman Andrew Poynter. Experienced batsman Ed Joyce will travel with the squad, but only featuring the internationals, as Ireland look to manage his workload ahead of a busy period. Meanwhile, all-rounder Andrew McBride has been picked ahead of more experienced Andrew White. South Africa made it back-to-back wins over Pakistan to win the Qatar International Women's Cricket Championship in Doha. Whereas Wednesday's win was in a dead rubber, today they triumphed in the tournament final to defeat the nominal hosts. It was another low-scoring affair as Pakistan collapsed from 56 for 2 to be all out for just 94 after being asked to bat. Shabnin Ismail took 3 for 25, while Moseline Daniels and Sunette Luza took 2 wickets apiece. South Africa's run chase was far from straightforward, so they lost 2 early wickets, for a brief partnership and then 2 more quick wickets, left them on 38 for 4. However, 31-year-old Lubza followed up with excellence with the ball, putting a steadfast unbeaten 25 off 73 balls, as her side won in the 44th over by 4 wickets. A Cricket Australia Chairman's 11 beat England women by 2 wickets in a warm-up match in Melbourne at the Women's Ashes 1 Internationals. A tight game was decided in the closing stages when the Chairman's 11 closed on 238 for 8. England being bowled out with 237. Sarah Taylor top scored for England with 52, while Lydia Greenwell retired after scoring 44, and Natalie Skipper made 42. The Chairman's 11 dismissed the tourists in 49.3 overs, as Julie Hunter took 3 for 30 and Kristen Beams 2 for 36. Jess Jonathan then made 52, Nicole Bolton 46. Despite Fuchs's piece for Jenny Gunn and Danielle Hazel, home side held their nerve, got over the line in 47.5 overs. England have named a 14-strong women's academy squad which will tour Sri Lanka, play 4 2020 in 5 one-day games against Sri Lanka women. The tour begins on the 29th of January and will help both England and Sri Lanka prepare for the forthcoming ICC Women's World 2020, which begins in March. Kent's Tamsin Bowman has been named as captain of an experienced squad, which includes Beth Langston and Fran Wilson, who, like Bowman, have both been capped at international level.